Deus in adutorium meum intende, Domine ad adjuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Shepherd of souls, in love come feed us. Life-giving bread for hungry hearts. To those refreshing waters lead us. Where dwells that grace your peace imparts? May we the wayward in your fold, by your forgiveness rest consoled. Life-giving vine, come feed and nourish. Strengthen each branch with life divine. Ever in you, oh, may we flourish, fruitful the branches of the vine. Lord, may our souls be purified, so that in Christ may we abide. Sinful is man who kneels before you. Worthy of you are you alone. Yet in your name do we implore you. Rich are the mercies you have shown. Say but the word, O Lord divine, then are our hearts made pure like thine. Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for his merciful help. To you have I lifted up my eyes, you who dwell in the heavens. My eyes like the eyes of slaves on the hand of their lords, like the eyes of a servant on the hands of her mistress, so our eyes on the Lord our God, till he show us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. We are filled with contempt. Indeed, all too full is our soul with the scorn of the rich, with the proud man's disdain. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father in heaven, we lift up our eyes to you and pray. Confound the scorn of the proud, and graciously show us your mercy. Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for his merciful help. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If the Lord had not been on our side, this is Israel's song. If the Lord had not been on our side, when men rose against us, then they would have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled. Then would the waters have engulfed us, the torrent gone over us, over our head would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not give us a prey to their teeth. Our life like a bird has escaped from the snare of the fowler. Indeed, the snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, you foretold that your disciples would be despised on account of your name, but that not a hair of their heads is ever forgotten. In times of persecution, defend and revive us by the power and comfort of the Holy Spirit, so that we can be freed from our enemies and praise your saving help. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan that he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. Wisdom from above is first of all innocent. It is also peaceable, lenient, docile, rich in sympathy and the kindly deeds that are its fruits, impartial and sincere. The harvest of justice is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. In the midst of the church he spoke with eloquence. In the midst of the church he spoke with eloquence. The Lord filled him with the spirit of wisdom and understanding. He spoke with eloquence. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. In the midst of the church, he spoke with eloquence. O blessed doctor, Saint John, the light of the Holy Church and the lover of God's law, pray to the Son of God for us. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O blessed Doctor Saint John, the light of the Holy Church and lover of God's law, pray to the Son of God for us. Jesus Christ is worthy of all praise, for he was appointed high priest among men and women, and their representative before God. We honor him, and in our frailty we pray. Bring salvation to your people, Lord. You marvelously illuminated your church through distinguished leaders and holy men and women. Let Christians rejoice always in such splendor. Bring salvation to your people, Lord. You forgave the sins of your people when their holy leaders like Moses sought your compassion. Through their intercession, continue to purify and sanctify your holy people. Bring salvation to your people, Lord. In the midst of their brothers and sisters, you anointed your holy ones and filled them with your Holy Spirit. Fill all the leaders of your people with the same Spirit. Bring salvation to your people, Lord. You yourself are the only visible possession of our holy pastors. Let none of them, won at the price of your blood, remain far from you. Bring salvation to your people, Lord. The shepherds of your church keep your flock from being snatched out of your hand. Through them you give your flock eternal life. Save those who have died, those for whom you gave up your life. Bring salvation to your people, Lord. Gathering our prayer and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Father, you endowed John of the Cross with a spirit of self-denial and a love of the cross. By following his example, may we come to the eternal vision of your glory. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. We will conclude Vespers tonight with an excerpt from the Office of the Readings, a text written by St. John of the Cross himself, after which we will honor him with a Gregorian hymn from the 8th century. John of the Cross was born at Fontiveros in Spain around 1542. After a number of years as a Carmelite, he was persuaded by St. Teresa of Avila in 1568 to lead a reform movement among the brothers, which brought a new energy to the Carmelite order. Renowned for his wisdom and sanctity, he died at Ubeda in 1591. His spiritual writings remain a fitting testimony to his life. From a spiritual canticle by St. John of the Cross, priest. Though holy doctors have uncovered many mysteries and wonders, and devout souls have understood them in this earthly condition of ours, yet the greater part still remains to be unfolded by them, and even to be understood by them. We must then dig deeply in Christ. He is like a rich mine with many pockets containing treasures. However deep we dig, we will never find their end or their limit. Indeed, in every pocket, new seams of fresh riches are discovered on all sides. For this reason, the Apostle Paul said of Christ, "In him are hidden all the treasures of the wisdom and knowledge of God." The soul cannot enter into these treasures, nor attain them, unless it first crosses into and enters the thicket of suffering, enduring interior and exterior labors, and unless it first receives from God very many blessings in the intellect and in the senses, and has undergone long spiritual training. All these are lesser things, disposing the soul for the lofty sanctuary of the knowledge of the mysteries of Christ. This is the highest wisdom attainable in this life. Would that men might come at last to see that it is quite impossible to reach the thicket of the riches and wisdom of God, except by first entering the thicket of much suffering in such a way that the soul finds there its consolation and desire. The soul that longs for divine wisdom chooses first and in truth to enter the thicket of the cross. Saint Paul therefore urges the Ephesians not to grow weary in the midst of tribulations, but to be rooted and grounded in love, so that they may know with all the saints the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth, to know what is beyond knowledge, the love of Christ, so as to be filled with all the fullness of God. The gate that gives entry into these riches of his wisdom is the cross, because it is a narrow gate. While many seek the joys that can be gained through it, it is given to few to desire to pass through it.
Iste confessor dominico lentes, quem pie laudant populi per orbem, hoc die letus meruit supremos, audis honores. Qui pius prudens humilis pudicus, sobrium ducit sine labe vita. Donec humanus anima vita re, spiritus artus, cuius oprestans meritum frequenter, egraque passim jacue remembra. Viribus morbis domitis saluti restituruntur. Noster incili chorus obsequentem concinit laudem celebresque palmas, ut pis eius precibus juvemur omne perevum. Sit salus ili decus atque virtus, qui super celis solio coruscans, totius mundi seriem gubernat, primus et ultimus.